a disabled veteran in need of assistance. Joining us is former Marine and Voluntary Services Director John Kleindienst from the DAV. And John, what services do you provide throughout southeastern Wisconsin?
We have a very robust transportation network in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. We also offer a wonderful scholarship for young adults, 21 years of age or younger, who volunteer their time on behalf of DAV with the opportunity for them to earn scholarship money. We award 10 scholarships valued at $110,000 annually. We also have volunteers that volunteer in the community for veterans and their family members to help meet tasks and things that veterans may have the inability to do as a result of their service to our country.
So specifically, tell us what some of those things are that the volunteers have help veterans with.
We've had volunteers assist veterans in making a ramp to get them in and out of their house if they're wheelchair bound or scooter bound. We've had volunteers go over to veterans' houses and mow their grass, shovel their driveway, clean out their gutters, do little light maintenance and upkeep on their homes, and to provide transportation, which is a very critical gap that some of these veterans often face with their day-to-day life as a result of injuries or illnesses that they succumb to as they age or as a result of their military service.
With the pandemic, the number of volunteers has dwindled, not just for DAV, but for a lot of organizations. How important is it, the volunteers, to come forward?
It's very important. That's why I would ask your listeners to consider volunteering for DAV by checking our website out, volunteerforveterans.org. The pandemic did put an impact on DAV as we lost a lot of volunteers based on their personal situation, and we're always encouraging listeners and young folks alike to consider becoming a part of our DAV family and helping us with our volunteer initiatives.
Now, you mentioned the DAV Transportation Network and that it's very robust here in the greater Milwaukee area. Are you in need of volunteers to take veterans to their appointments at the VA?
We are always in need of volunteer drivers to take veterans to and from their medical appointments. If somebody is interested in becoming a volunteer driver, they can go to volunteerforveterans.org and let us know. But I'll also go ahead and let them know what the requirements are. We're looking for individuals who are 21 years of age or older, possess a valid driver's license, are insurable, and can pass a basic physical that would be conducted at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center or Zablocki VA Medical Center for everybody there in the area.
You mentioned the scholarship program. This would be for high school, college students. What sort of duties would they perform as volunteers?
Anything that they're doing to serve veterans and their families counts towards our eligibility. They would just need to report those hours to a DAV chapter in the area and let them know that they're volunteering their time for DAV. So they could be as simple as mowing grass, or they could be picking up groceries. They could be helping veterans around their house. We've seen something as simple as changing out a light bulb show a significant impact for a veteran who could not climb a ladder and change a light bulb. Those young adults could also volunteer at the VA medical facility in Milwaukee or any of the state homes that are in the area.
How do they qualify for that scholarship?
After they achieved 100 hours of volunteering or more on behalf of DAV, they are then eligible. They can learn more about our scholarship at davscholarships.org. Again, we award 10 scholarships valued at $110,000. Top scholarship is $30,000.
Wow. What exactly is your obligation to the DAV once you volunteer?
If you can give me 1 hour a month to start with, you'll find out how rewarding it is, and then you'll find a way to fit more time into your schedule to volunteer. They can go to volunteerforveterans.org, sign up, let us know they're interested in volunteering. We'll reach out to them and find a job or an assignment that best fits their suitability.